we can change everything. When we change how we look at things, the things we look at change. We never rise to the occasion. We never magically like, hey, today I need to rise way up to here. I've never been up here before. You know, under fatigue and duress and stress, we sink to the level of our training. You know, we say exercise is not punishment for what you ate or drank on the weekend. Exercise is a celebration of what you can do today.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of She's Leveling Up, where we dive into the psychology of personal growth and transformation. I'm your host, Simone, and today we're going to discuss how to apply a mindset change to each quarter of the year for maximum efficiency and personal development. Joining me today is an absolute expert on the subject matter. I honestly cannot imagine a better guest for today's episode, the one and only Peter Twist. Now, Peter, I've been following Peter from the very beginning. Peter is such an integral part of my journey, and I'm so honored to finally have this conversation with him. Peter Twist is a celebrated coach and sports scientist specializing in mental resilience for sports and health. He has helped develop and train over 2,000 professional and Olympic athletes. His expertise covers the spectrum of surviving to overcome illness, setbacks, and loss, through to thriving, developing peak physical abilities and mental well-being for active, healthy lifestyle and pro sports athletes. He is also the director of education at Twist University. Peter, welcome.
Simone, thank you so, so much. It's an honor to be on here. I appreciate the gracious intro and honored to be a part of your path with when you got started and developed yourself.
Well, it really feels like it's come full circle. And for those of you listening, I just met Peter Twist a few weeks ago. We were on the same panel at the Health and Wellness Show doing a speech together. And I loved what Peter had to say so much in his speech that day that I had to reach out to him and ask him to come here today to talk about what we're about to jump into, because truly, I can't imagine a better guest. So Peter, let's just jump right into it.
I'd love to. Sounds great.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited.
Say, mindset is everything. Mindset affects everything. Mindset affects everyone. So jump in with both feet and hit the ground running. Let's do it.
Yeah. And you have embodied that your entire life. I mean, I've been watching your journey since I started my journey, and I've seen, you know, your personal struggles, and then also, you know, how you help people professionally. And I mean, truly, I know this is going to be an outstanding conversation. So I want to jump in and talk about goal setting. Now, we often hear about setting goals for the year, and New Year's resolutions are obviously very popular. But you and I both know that New Year's resolutions don't work, right?
Correct.
What's been your experience?
If they did, everyone would be on their gold medal podium state of health and fitness and achievement and mindset, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I first started, I was in a gym at Fitness World, and, you know, January, we would see the influx of people coming in and jumping on the treadmill. And then by this time of year, March, everyone would be falling off and the gym would be empty again. Was that kind of your experience with your clients?
Our clients, not so much, because we weren't part of the health club industry. We were really a place, first of all, or initially, for athletes to come in and train for their sport. And they remain motivated year round, decade after decade sometimes. And our clients were people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, who most of them were competitive athletes.
Right.
And many of them still are. And all of them, for them, training was their sport.
Right.
And they wanted to train to go skiing. They wanted to train to live an active, healthy life. They wanted to train to jump on the trampoline with their grandkids. Mm-hmm. They wanted to train, you know, for snowshoeing, mountain biking, things like that. Mm. So theirs was more of a year-round commitment. And I think that we didn't get everybody, and no one's for everybody, right? But who we got, they understand that we were often called CrossFit with purpose.
Yeah, I love that.
And what our clients meant, and the training was always made challenging, but kind on joints, and no one ever gets injured in the gym. You know, CrossFit is a sport. We were training. There's two differences. You train in a certain way to improve and develop, and CrossFit's more about performance. That is the sport. So anyway, we didn't lose people after a New Year's rush. Number one, we'll talk about that because we organize our year differently. I think that's the number one thing in goal setting. But number two, our clients were there for more long-term lifestyle reasons that they value. And they were, you know, they were bought into that already.
And I don't know if you know this, but I was actually a client at Twist Conditioning for many years. I had a personal trainer there. I don't think I ever told you that. And he was fantastic. And I found that as well. I found that he really helped me develop my goals for the year. So, you know, that's exactly what we want to talk about and develop that mindset that your clients have and almost have that athlete mindset, like that purpose.
Yeah, well, with that, then looking at the quarters and understanding from how you set this up that resolutions don't tend to stick.
Yeah.
And rushing in January and then dropping off bit by bit. Number one, everything, we can change everything. When we change how we look at things, the things we look at change. And that can be, you can say something, I could take it personally if I choose to. So I choose to be offended and I choose to perceive it as negative, or I choose not to take it personally and I see it differently and I see it from your shoes and it's no sweat. And we can, you know, we carry on. So when we change how we look at things, the things we look at literally change. And so, you know, today I can be disappointed with my day and my life, or I can see this as a great day. It's really a choice for the most part. Yes.
Yeah.
We all have some true difficulties to deal with, and things are sometimes imposed on us. We do fail and stumble.
Yeah.
But overall, how we look at things. So how are we going to look at the quarters? And number one, our first quarter is September as we go. When we look in that, so if you have sort of January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. It's the July, August, September kind of going in there. So we always orient a quarter towards the fall as our first one. And that's set up because September, that's a school year. That's when we all, as kids, grade school, high school, university, that's when we report into school. That's the start of the year. A lot of different competitive sports with their age categories define age not by December 31st, but that September school year. Professional.
That makes a lot of sense. I didn't know that this was the way our conversation was going to go. By the way, I thought, well, you know, the first quarter is like, you know, in business, we always look January, February, March, but I love this. This actually makes way more sense to start in September.
Well, when we start in September, you'll see it from you asking me and me recommending my way. And I always say, I'm one of 8 billion people. I can learn something from all 8 billion. All 8 billion people know how to do something I don't. However, in sharing what I do, this is what seems to work well. And from a psychological standpoint in how we approach, because we can wrap themes and intention and timing around this. So September is when professional athletes, often in their North American seasons, report in for training camp. And we'll see basketball, you know, hockey, two common North American sports, and being sort of in that flow with our athletes as well. It's a report in. And so it gives us, that's the start of our season. That's the start of our training season. And it gives us a report in type of designation and intention. We want to be ready. Mm-hmm. So it sets us up before that. And that's our first kickoff that we can start to build as we go. It's a new season. It's a time to ramp up.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. What I like about that the most is people tend to struggle in December in my community the most, right? We've got the holidays. It's distracting. And then it's a scramble to get your New Year's resolutions in January, right? But they feel like in so many ways they're starting over by the time January comes. If we're starting in September and looking at that as the first quarter, I can see how that, I mean, I'm going to do things differently based on this. I've never thought of this before, but that makes so much sense. And I think it's going to set people up for a different level of success.
We find that it certainly does. And then it sets you up. You have some momentum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And our theme for that sort of, you know, the November, December in that typical calendar year end period is to really finish strong. You know, that's to finish strong. So although we just started, it's really quarter two in our periodized planning for our training. And when we say training for your listeners, that can be physical. It can be our movement skill, our conditioning, but it can also be how we want to develop personally, our professional skills. Yeah. It's just our level up, you know, mm-hmm. up leveling with your theme on there in all ways that we choose to engage in and prioritize focus towards. But from a training, from a physicality standpoint, let's say a fitness and a mindset, that last quarter of the calendar year, which is our second cue, we want to finish strong. And knowing that there's a calendar change in the typical January, that's really the, you know, we're focused on hitting that calendar change, hitting the ground running.
I love that.
And getting a head start, distancing from people who are sort of tapering down, let's say, in December. And we can still go have fun in December, but it's a time to go for it. And there's a theme I love, Simone, which is we need to be our best when our best is needed. And when do you need to be your best? When your best is needed? We say that athletes, you know, you might watch a sport that you love and there's a game winning highlight. And the commentator might say, or the media might say, that athlete rose to the occasion.
Mm.
You know, and we never rise to the occasion. We never magically like, hey, today I need to rise way up to here. I've never been up here before. You know, under fatigue and duress and stress, we sink to the level of our training.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need to be here, I want to train up to here. And I know under my most important moments, I'm going to be sinking down to the level of my training and my preparation. And so that theme of be your best when your best is needed, that could be someone who's battling cancer. That could also be someone running their first marathon. And they've got 10 minutes to go and they're starting to cramp up and their energy stores are on zero and they need to keep going. You've got to find a way to be your best when your best is needed. Could be someone local, Vancouver Canucks, who's mainly sitting on the bench, getting only a few shifts a game. And all of a sudden their star player gets injured and the coach literally taps them on the shoulder, says, you're playing every second shift. That's your opportunity,
mm-hmm.
right? You need to be ready to be your best when your best is needed. So we love that Q4 in mm-hmm. the calendar year, which is our second quarter. That's a push. It's a real push to finish strong
mm-hmm.
and focusing. I'm going to the finish line. I need to be my best when my best is needed. And we really set ourselves up to hit the ground running in the new year.
Yeah,
steps ahead, literally steps ahead at a good pace without having to have resolutions just to get started.
Yes. And there's just so much momentum behind that. I love that. Today's show is brought to you by Simone Lovell's Total Body Transformation. TBT is a step-by-step program to help you achieve the body and life you deserve. Our clients see huge improvements in mood, energy, hormones, cholesterol, blood sugar, libido, and more, all through a simple yet effective nutrition and exercise program. We don't do calorie restricting or liquid fast. We give you the tools you need to build a foundation of proper nutrition, healthy habits, and a positive mindset to get you healthy for life. For more information, check out SimoneLovell.com. So we talked about Q1. I'm dying to know, like, how do you plan? And how do you set your clients up or your athletes up to plan in that Q1? How do you get them ready? What type of goal setting would you actually do?
When we sit down for goal setting, we typically, whether it's a wellness assessment or health, physical ability for their sport, mindset, or it's all encompassed.
Mm.
And depends on the client and their level of commitment. In our past worlds, it may be from a sports science, we may be doing physiological assessments in a testing lab. We literally sit down in a consultation style. I tend to chat with clients when we're in motion because people can talk freer, mm-hmm. more openly, more constructive, less defensive, and just energy and mode. So we'll do a walk in the forest and sort of frame it up, and then we'll come back and sit down. And here's whatever aspect it is, it's a wheel. Mm-hmm. With like a pie. And so it might be for our physical fitness and conditioning. And we look at, it's these 10 attributes and qualities that we're training. And the 10 attributes and qualities each have a slice of the pie. Mm-hmm. And then we can literally either do it with a computer graphically or just color it in. Here's how you scored, or here's how we subjectively assessed you. Here's the quantified test results. And so in these attributes, you know, you're a 5 out of 10, these you're a 10 out of 10, these you're a 1 out of 10. And it can identify visually the strengths and weaknesses.
I love that. It's almost whether that's like a
mindset
pie
or a wellness pie or a strength and conditioning fitness pie. It works really well. And it just makes it crystal clear.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And then you're using biofeedback or like you said, subjective measures as you go to track their progress.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes some of the testing is a little bit, it can be complex.
Right.
So this really simplifies, makes complex simple and really guides the conversation.
I love this. Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, so we talked about Q1. So we're doing planning. We're setting ourselves up for success. We're building momentum. What about Q2? How does that look? And that would be January then, right? January, February, March.
So in the typical calendar year, that January, February, March, psychologically, that is like a second start. And but we are coming into it with our clients with that active planning in with momentum, hitting the ground running with a head start. And so that really propels us forward. But if you look at the calendar year, the Q1, Q2, which is our Q3, Q4 in our sport and school season, the first part, that January, February, March, it's a serious build.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're saying, we're devoted, we're disciplined, we're going to be intense, we're going to work, we're getting down to business. We want to have a better everyday philosophy for everything, every day. It's better every day in my competing against ourselves and really believing in what's possible.
Wow. So this is really like the meat.
And going for it.
Yeah, this is really the meat quarter then. This is the one to really go for it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the next quarter, as we get into within many parts of North America, a little bit nicer weather, spring skiing, early hiking, all that. Consistency wins.
Yes,
is the theme. But really, in that time period, we encourage our athletes, especially from their fit lifestyle, flexibility. And variety.
Mm.
And we actually encourage them to prioritize fun and play. And
I love this. I had a feeling that you were going to go.
Healthy activities with either solo, because that's valuable for us as well in recharging, but also connection with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. The brain and body do appreciate variety. And a repetitive training of the same drills year round and things like that. Our brain can do better with a lot of variety. Our spirit can.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a feed the spirit, have fun, focus on play, but still be consistent in the volume and frequency of your active days.
I love that. I had a feeling that you were going to go that direction, with summer. And I really like encouraging people to go that route, because a lot of times I hear someone say, I feel guilty because summer, you know, and it's pulling me away from my traditional workouts, or it's pulling me away from eating macros or a certain, you know, type of food.
Yeah.
But I love the incorporation of fun and really enjoying your life, because that's, I mean, summer here, it's just so fleeting, right? Yes. If you live in North America, this is such a great time. And to maybe take your fun to a new level actively, you know, so staying consistent with your workouts, but then heading outdoors for that hike, to almost celebrating your body in a different way.
That's a great word. I love it. Thank you. Celebrating what you can do.
Yeah.
And going out and enjoying what you've worked on. And of course, if you do that well and you know how to move well and load your body, you could be hiking up and down a mountain. Someone's going to hurt their knees and their low back, and someone else instead is going to be kind on their joints and building their muscle. Mm-hmm. And it depends on, what was it, Nike's slogan, just do it.
Yeah.
Which my heart can get behind, especially today. Anything that gets someone moving is a good thing, but my brain knows that's not true. You know, five of us do the exact same program or activity outdoors, and one person will get no benefit, one person will benefit a bit, one person will get massive gains, someone else is going to generate pain and dysfunction, and someone's going to get injured. So we like to say, don't just do it well.
Yeah.
And that's the time with your trainer and coach in the gym, is to learn how to move, how to load the body so you can go out and play.
Yes.
And you have that skill. Movement is a skill. And then you can feel good moving, pain free for life and late into life. And it really sets you up to play successfully in that time where we encourage them to pursue joy, have fun, and have some variety.
I love that. So would you maybe incorporate, and I'm just thinking of ideas now, maybe it's in, because that's Q4, right? Summer's is your Q4.
That's right. Yeah.
So maybe in Q3 or even earlier, are we starting to think of ways to have that fun incorporated in Q4 and planning for it through different types of activity, so we can actually do some forward planning around that, and again have some purpose around our workouts, so you know we're not just training with dumbbells you know to have that lean muscle mass and tone, but we're actually thinking, okay, no, I'm going to do this, so I'm strengthening my back, I'm strengthening my knees for that grouse grind that I really want to do.
100%, you know, everything with a goal. So my goal might be to, it's interesting when you look at goals, there's something we can peel back a layer and we can look ahead. And this means let's say, I'm an adult male and I feel like I've got extra fat. I'm not strong enough. I've lost muscle and it hurts my body to move. And I have a goal then, I might present my goal as a physique goal, but I learned that it's important to move well. Mm-hmm. And so that is a goal. We're going to lose fat, gain muscle, et cetera, maybe improve our movement ability to move pain-free, move past pain. But if I peel back a layer, it's really because I want to experience certain emotions. All physical goals tie to an emotion. And what I'd like to do is run around at the beach with my kids or my wife or girlfriend with my shirt off and feel comfortable and confident with my body to move and play, as well as how I appear, and not hide on the sidelines insecure.
Yeah.
Because I want to have that connection with them. I want to experience the emotion of the positive emotions around that, right? And then I'm training in the gym. I can look ahead, as you just suggested, I think. We're going to climb up and down the mountain and have fun hiking in a forest. And so my training in the gym for strength and losing body fat and moving well is looking ahead to a goal on there. And when you tie those two together, you've got it.
That is so inspiring. I've never had this conversation before, bringing those two things together. And I'm always an advocate of looking and feeling your best. I don't know if you know this, but I've been 65 pounds heavier before and really so insecure and feeling trapped in my body, like I don't even recognize myself. And I knew that if I could get my body physically to a place where I looked better, I would feel better. And yes, I would be so much more confident. I would have so much more purpose in my life, and I would be able to give more to others. So I think there's nothing wrong with looking and feeling your best. And I love how you described that beach scenario with your partner and your kids and running around and feeling confident. I think that's so inspiring. But then marrying that to the activity piece that you want to do and connect with others outdoors or connect with yourself outdoors. I mean, sometimes I feel so connected when I'm walking through the forest just on my own.
Very valuable. Yeah.
And that being able to move my body in that way is just, I can't describe it. It's really a celebration in my life.
Well, we kind of started and brought it full circle to celebration in your life. And kudos for you for all you've accomplished with your own fitness and body composition and movement ability, because that's not easy to achieve, and you've done it, and now you're empowering others helping them level up on that. But celebration is just such a great word to really, you know, we say, exercise is not punishment for what you ate or drank on the weekend. Exercise is a celebration of what you can do today and being present in that, like a practice. But also with a little bit of strive to nudge ahead to be able to do a little bit more. And being grateful and appreciated and just celebrating what you can do today while we aspire to doing more tomorrow. And I do fully believe 98% of aging research is fundamentally invalid, and they're taking the average people in North America, which already at whatever age they start the study are not at the potential of that age, and then they're measuring the average person's path of average motivation and average nutrition and average fitness participation or less. And then where are they in 10 or 20 years? Well, they're dropped off. And they're calling that. Then we learn, collect enough data of enough subjects, that's our expectations. And that's not de facto truth. You know, the science is erroneous. They're measuring poor habits, poor behavior, low motivation, sedentary activity. You and I can take any person of any age, 30, 40, 70, 80, and fundamentally improve them in all ways. And if we can improve them in every single way, then no study has measured aging. Right? And so we're going to see people break through now, especially with social media, that are 70, 80, 90, redefining what's possible. And so for people to really celebrate what they can do today, but have the mindset, believing in what's possible and knowing that that's scientifically valid, anything we put time into with conscious focus and intention and practice, we're going to improve on, whether that's how good of a chef we are, how well we can read and the knowledge we know, how well we can play a guitar. A year later, 10 years later, with a little bit of practice, we get better. The same with our body and how well we can move. It's almost impossible to spend the next 10 years with our body 24/7 and become worse at it. You have to do a lot of things wrong consistently to get worse. It's something you're practicing with all day, right?
That's amazing.
So in reversing that and kind of having fun with that, it's the potential. Believe you can improve from where you are today.
I love that. Thank you for sharing your insights. And I agree with you about the research, and it's flawed. So everyone has that inherent potential, right? And with just a little bit of focus, we can get there.
Absolutely.
So Peter, before we wrap up, can you share one way you think someone can level up today?
Level up today. Okay, I'll answer it quick, but I'll give you three things. And number three out of the three best is to level up today. You know, we say success breeds success. So whatever comes easiest to you to actually do, the follow through on your intention and do it and improve, go to that. Because you succeed at one little thing, success breeds success. You'll get that pathway going for other more important and more difficult things. Number two, nutrition. Just today, hydrate a little bit more. Eat a little bit more volume of healthy foods. Nudge out the ones that aren't so good out of the way by adding in other ones. And nutrition's the effortless edge. Doesn't take more effort. You just have to make a choice. And then the top one, to up level today. And we say, I like to say, and I think it's true, although we may start out on a mission to change the world, none of us are going to change the world. But all of us can change our own individual small world right now today. And from a mindset and attitude, we can wake up and be the any type of person we want. So the number one way to up-level yourself, your world, your day, your experience of it right now, today, is to wake up already with a plan with three superpower words that predefine your day, that pre-create your day. So my go-tos are positive. I'm going to be today, I'm going to be positive, present, and passionate. And it could be, I'm going to be kind, enthusiastic, and grateful. It can be, or I'm going to be strong, determined. It can be anything, but those three words. And then when you wake up and every step on your path, everyone you meet, every stranger, the 60 seconds at the coffee shop buying a coffee, you are those three words. You exude them in words and attitude and energy. Watch your day transform, how you affect people, how they reciprocate to you, how that makes you feel, the results that you get. And so it's like a pregame talk.
Give yourself
a pregame talk. Before I enter this day, I'm going to be positive, present, passionate, consistent all through my day. My world fundamentally changes my experience of it and my perception of it.
Yeah, that actually gave me chills because, I mean, it takes you out of the victim role of just 100%. Reacting to your day and things around you and puts you in the driver's seat. Now you're getting to control how you get to be in your day. And I can just see how people would actually treat you differently when you go into your day. Let's say kind is your number one word. I mean, of course, you know, your experience of your day is going to be completely different.
People treat you differently when you treat them better.
Yeah.
And I think authenticity and being genuine. So some might say, like, you know, they might not feel that way. And it's your program, though, your mindset and attitude and energy program, meaning that right now I might feel physically weak and I might be weaker than I want to be. I'm going to go to the gym and strength train. It doesn't make my strength training program inauthentic because I'm not yet strong. I'm participating in it so that I can get stronger. Same with our mindset and attitude. Maybe I don't naturally feel positive, present, and passionate, but the only way to be is to start to be. And that's my mindset program, which flips the switch and helps me through my day become that. And we practice that enough, we authentically and genuinely are. How we are is who we become. And so that's what gets it started.
Yeah. So be it until you become it.
100%. Great way to say it.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, the authentic and genuine piece, I mean, that's truly what you embody. And Peter, this has been by far my favorite conversation. And I just feel like our listeners are going to walk away with so many nuggets that are going to help them. I think already just transforming their year to a September start to build up that momentum, I think is absolutely genius. And I'm going to do that with my community. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much,
Peter.
I know
Thank
you're
you.
So busy. And again, you know, I've been following you my whole life, and this is, I just feel like I've had one of my like all-time favorite conversations that was history in the making. So thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you for inspiring it forward, and thank you for all the positive impact you make. And keep being a leader of one, to take care of yourself so that you can lead many, plus enjoy your life with that. And thank you very much for hosting the podcast and welcoming me on.
Oh, thanks again, Peter. And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for being here today. I will put more about Peter Twist in the show notes and you can check out everything about him there. Wishing you all a wonderful, healthy day.
Have the best day. All right. Peace.
Want more? Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Simone N. Lovell, where I share daily lifestyle tips, recipes, workouts, and stuff that is going to make life a little more awesome.